This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a brand new show is coming to our station. It is called The Happy Hour. One of the presenters is Holly Chook. You'll know her as the blogger of the blog Life of a Blind Girl. She joins me now. Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Excited about your new show today?
Yeah, I can't wait. Super exciting. Also a little bit nervous as well, but it's going to be really good.
Yeah. So tell us, we're going to hear a little bit from the show today, just a little bit of a teaser for those who haven't yet caught it. Tell us a bit about the show first, though. How would you describe it to someone who's new to it?
It's basically a mix of good music and focus around sight loss and well-being. So one of the primary focuses is sight loss and mental health, but we also focus on physical health as well. So it's a really good mix of all those things that we need to look after: our sight loss, our mental health, and our physical health. And we really wanted to have a focus specifically on vision impairment, because often we can hear about mental health and physical health and well-being, but there's not always a focus on vision impairment specific things. So we're hoping that it will have that kind of a good balance of all of those things and make it accessible to blind and visually impaired people.
Okay, so we're going to hear a clip, and you're talking to someone who very much, you know, a word I don't tend to use very often, but this woman certainly, the word applies to, inspirational. This is a woman called Caroline Casey. Tell us about her before we hear from her.
Yeah, Caroline Casey is a disability activist. She is founder of the business inclusion company Bink, and she set up various things such as the Valuable 500, which is encouraging business to be more accessible and inclusive. So basically, she actually hid her vision impairment for a number of years, and she didn't actually find out that she was visually impaired until around 17 or 18. So her family treated her as if she was fully sighted. And then when she found out about her vision impairment, she was in denial in a way and thought, well, I've lived with my vision impairment not knowing for these amount of years, so why does things have to change now? And then she soon realized that if I embrace it and if I'm proud of who I am and if I just kind of accept it, life can change. So I had a really deep and meaningful conversation with her about accepting sight loss and her journey from finding out she was vision impaired to where she is today.
Okay, let's hear a bit of that interview now, the interview that's coming up on the first episode of The Happy Hour.
Self-acceptance is something everybody struggles with, whether you have sight loss or not. And so what I would say is, in accepting my vision, it was more about accepting who I was and am and growing into and changing. And I couldn't tell you that there's one point of which that I went, oh, yes, this is it. I totally accept it. Because, God, there's days I really don't like it. There's days that I fight with my eyes. I have days that it feels like my eyes are this other person trying to, in my mind, dilute, you know, my life. But on the most part, I have to tell you, I think I'm okay now. Coming to terms with my sight is no different to coming to terms with who I am as an individual. It just takes time, and it takes work, and it takes constant growth. But talking about it and finding other people who have a similar experience to me is about the best thing. And so when you asked me to come and do this, it was like, yeah, I want to have a conversation with lots of other people who might have a similar experience to mine. And the greatest chance of acceptance is when we hear the world start speaking about our experiences, because we can see ourselves in them.
Personally, I think being part of the vision impairment community is amazing. And for some people, it can be life-changing. So it's really nice to hear that from someone else.
I have to say, I agree. And I think for me, one of the greatest lessons is how people who have vision impairment or actually other disabilities, the way in which we are very creative in finding solutions to get about and thrive in a world that has not been designed for us. Because let's be honest, the world is designed for people with either good vision, perfect vision, or when they have their glasses on, you know, it's not designed for people who don't see very well, nor people who have mobility issues or don't hear very well. And so we have had to really be resourceful and tenacious in finding those solutions. And so for me, the community of people who experience sight loss are an extraordinary resource because we see differently. People forget that we do still see, we just see differently.
People often forget that vision impairment is a spectrum.
Yeah. And I think when people don't experience sight loss, they imagine it is the absolute worst thing that could happen to you, right? And so it's, you're nearly hearing everybody else's opinion. They think, how would I survive? How could I cope? And this is where the mental health part of it comes in, because loss of sight is more prevalent. You know, there are less of us born with sight conditions than there are that acquire sight loss. And I think in acquiring sight loss, there's the trauma of it, the loss of it. And because the world imagines that you can't have a life, how could you? How can you work? How can you travel? How can you fall in love? How can you be a mom? How can you do all of these things if you're blind or visually impaired? And so I think when people go through sight loss, and in my case, I did, because though I was born with the vision impairment, I consciously lost my sight at 17. And I battled with it.
Caroline Casey there, of course, of the Valuable 500, a fantastic woman and a great story to tell. And stories like that you'll hear regularly on the brand new show, The Happy Hour. Remind us when it's on.
So you can hear the first episode on Monday at 1 p.m. It'll be repeated on Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. as well. So it's on three times a week. So hopefully you'll tune in, and there'll be a brand new episode every other Monday as well.
Amazing. Well, good luck with the show, and we'll talk to you soon, Holly.
Thank you.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, I'm Holly.
And I'm Paulina.
We're hosts of The Happy Hour, a new show joining the RNIB Connect Radio family.
Expect a mix of great music,
tips and advice for keeping well,
and of course, each episode, a guest will join us for a candid conversation around well-being and sight loss.
And I get scared like anybody else, and I have bad eye days. And in other days, it's my magic sauce.
And to all of you, good luck. You can do it. Sending you all a big virtual hug.
The Happy Hour. Catch it on RNIB Connect Radio every Monday at 1 p.m.
Thursday at 6 p.m.
And once again, Sunday at 10 a.m.
With new episodes every other week.
See you there.